Our next storyteller comes from Bryn Mawr, class of 1970. Jennifer Downs is a licensed acupuncturist and the founder of Pivot Point, a resource for emerging elders, where wellness meets wisdom. Emerging elders. I like that. I like that. Jennifer Downs, step up to the mic. So, emerging elders, that's sort of like after your midlife crisis, but before you're eligible for the senior citizens discount?
Yes, that's it.
All right. Well, we'll talk more about that later. Please help me welcome Jennifer Downs.
So, in the fall of 1969, I was a senior at Bryn Mawr School, a little private girls' school here in Baltimore. Yay. And I had, I was into sports, I had long blonde hair, and I kind of liked wearing those uniforms, believe it or not. I actually was in a public school before that, and I saw girls walking all around with these cool uniforms, and I thought they looked like they were all part of the same team, and I liked that idea. So in the fall of 1969 was a pretty intense time, if anybody remembers. The Vietnam War was happening, and I was drawn to go with some friends to a peace march in Washington, D.C. Anybody remember that? And it was quite a powerful experience. It made me really belong on a bigger level, I think, to do that and to see how many people were making their feelings known. So back at school, a bunch of us, a few of my friends and I, felt that there needed to be more conversation and more just exposure to what was going on in the world with our students, you know, in the school. Felt like we were a little bit separated from all that. And this was an intense time in other ways, too. Martin Luther King had been assassinated in that time period, and Bobby Kennedy. So it was, you know, it's like it was pretty close to home, all this stuff. So we got together and we said, well, we want to have like a thing where we invite speakers in and who are going to deal with some of these topics and bring it to the girls. And luckily, we had an English teacher who was a good teacher and was willing to kind of help us with this. Now, she appeared at first glance to be rather, she dressed perfectly, everything in place and not a hair out of place, very erect in her stature. She was actually a good teacher, too. But it turns out she was kind of radical underneath. She was a feminist. I'd never even heard of a feminist. Now, this was a long time ago, you know. And she was a vegetarian. I'd not heard of that either. And she was a pacifist, and she was a Quaker, and she kind of really liked that we were interested in doing this, so she supported us. And we got excited about that, and we brought some speakers in. We actually brought a guy who was a Black Panther. Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. We brought this guy. I remember his name, Zeke Boyd. Now, if anybody knows him, I'd like to know what happened to him. Because I was the photo editor, and I got a picture of him in our yearbook. Anyway, he was cool, but there was one other person I want to mention, and that's the head of the school. Now, back in the day, they used to call the headmistress. Now, when I first got to this school in ninth grade, I was a little intimidated by this woman. She was tall and slender and seemed aloof, seemed to be just scary to me. But by the time I was in 11th and 12th grade, I noticed that she kind of liked it. It seemed like she kind of liked it when we did stuff like have a Black Panther come and have other speakers that kind of, like, it wasn't too obvious, but when we had the Black Panther, now, this guy, just imagine, you know, he's got all black on, black leather jacket, black pants, kind of an intense look on his face. He scared me a little bit first, but then I realized he was amazing. And when he came, here's all these girls. Now, there were a few African-American kids at that point, but not that many, and you can believe it wasn't too easy for him. But this guy was really comfortable, and he came in his outfit, and here's the little girls in their uniforms and stuff. And then, as he's talking, very relaxed and kind of casual, the head of the school comes in, sits in the back, but doesn't say anything, and she leaves before he's done. But I thought, wow, that's interesting. I changed my sort of opinion of her at that point. So. And I also, just about this guy, Zeke, I don't think he was that much older than me, but at the time, he seemed like he was. But I was really impressed by how passionate he was, because it seemed to me that this stuff about race was it was not so good. All the problems that we had about race, particularly, we were very fresh from the assassinations of Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy. And I was just really grateful that this guy would even come to a school like that. So anyway, he inspired me by how he was taking action from what he believed in. And a couple months later, in the spring of 1970, a couple months before I graduated, I found out that Earth Day was going to happen at all across the country for the first time. I mean, this is another thing that was happening, is a lot of talking about the environment. So Earth Day was going to happen, and I said, well, we have to have that here. And my cohorts, activist cohorts, said, of course, yes, we have to have that here. We have to have that at Bryn Mawr. And so we got ourselves all kind of worked up about it, you know, like, of course, I mean, we got to tell these people that we got to have this here. So we made an appointment with the head of the school, and we went into her office. All five of us sat down, and we expressed what we felt about how our school really needed to have this, and we expected her to do it. And then we kind of sat back in our chairs like, yeah, okay, so what are you going to say now? We didn't say that, of course, but. And so she took her time answering. She leaned back in her chair. I remember this very vividly, and she kind of tapped her pencil on the desk. She looked around. By this time, we're kind of leaning forward, wondering, what's she going to say? And I was thinking, how could she not say yes? This is such an important issue. And she said to us, well, girls, this is how this might happen. If the five of you are willing to form a committee and take total charge for the entire day of April 22nd, now I mean everything, all the fifth grade through the 12th grade, every class they have throughout the day has to be covered. You can do it, or you can get a speaker, but you take full responsibility for everything. And we said, oh. I hadn't thought of that as a possible thing that she could have said, and we looked at each other and we went, well, yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that, sure. And we did do it, and it was a huge amount of work. It took many, many hours. We got speakers, we learned topics ourselves, but it was great. And the very first time that Earth Day was held in this country, we had Earth Day at our school. And I just have to say, I love doing this, but what I really appreciate is that head of the school just threw it right back at me.
Jennifer Downs. You know, we wouldn't have Earth Day today if it wasn't for Jennifer Downs. That's the postscript. She's very modest about it.